trouble. Listen.
Who let you out, Vamp? In for MMW.
What, Bo? Every now and then I just pull a real good escape routine, and then Mama has to figure out how I got out. When she figures it out, then I gotta go figure out a new way to get out.
She blocked that hole up you dug out from under the fence. Put a brick in there, right?
Yeah, something like that. I tell you what. Something now about to today there, Mr. Jimmy.
To the house now. Gotta get back in there before my wife gets home.
Say again.
So yeah, I'm headed back to the house. I gotta hurry up and get back in before my wife finds out I got out.
Uh-huh. Well. Well, hey, are they changing the schedule on your other knee?
Phone for, second week in June.
Okay, where are they doing it at? St. Francis?
Yeah, over here on the east side.
Okay. Well, now, how are you doing with the one they done?
Because I was doing fine until I went to a therapy today. I got back in, and it's hurting right now.
Hello. They turn you a little bit loose.
Loose on me. Yeah, made a mistake one time, told her I felt pretty good. She really worked me out that particular day, so I never told her anymore until I got ready to leave. I tell her, I say, yeah, I felt good until I left here.
Well, I told you what I started calling my physical therapist, didn't I? Cruella DeVille.
Y'all just alike.
Yep. Well, hey, you know a good plumber.
There's a guy over here real close to me, and he's done stuff for my sister, and he's done some stuff for me, put my sewer line in.
Okay. Well, I may need a plumber here in just a little bit. You got my cell phone, don't you?
I got it.
Well, how about texting me his contact information?
Make it over here and get stopped. I'll send it right on to you. Oh, man, we got Mama and Papa and three little geese going across 29 here at Bob Jones.
Oh, how about that? Well, don't run over them now. They're out of season. you say that guy's reasonable?
Nobody's ever complained that used it.
Alright, well, good. Alright, bud. Well, so you're headed back to your hacienda, huh?
You go over there and start back on the wall again.
Moving one around?
I've been working for couple months now trying to get wallpaper off this. I've been on there for like 35 years. And it glued straight to the sheetrock with no paint or nothing behind it.
Jimmy, let me tell you, brother, sometimes it's just easier to go ahead and take the sheetrock off, put new sheetrock on, finish it, and you're done in half the time. Oh, man, I hate wallpaper. My wife mentioned putting some wallpaper in the bathroom, and I said, well, I hope you value this marriage, because if you do, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got about over half the walls done. I got it scraped off, the glue scraped off of it, and remudded all the places where I gouged into it. And I've got kilts on it right now, so coming around behind the refrigerator and headed down by the sink and behind the washer and dryer. And then I'm almost through with the wallpaper. I like two walls. If I can ever get it to break loose and start peeling off like it's been doing.
Man, let me tell you what. Like I said, you won't ever see me peeling wallpaper again. I tell you, I just, like I said, I just take the whole wall out, put new sheetrock up, and I can do it in half the time that you can peel that doggone sheet, that doggone wallpaper off.
I talked to our buddy down there in Texas last week, and he remembers my old fat butt.
N5GI?
Curio.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Well, was he friendly?
That's Cowboy Stadium project with all those antennas for the telephone system. Oh man, you talk about an antenna, man. He's got, I think, about 50 of them to put up. And they're about 8 foot around circumference.
Wow. Well, that's good money if you can get it, especially working up high like that. Well, so did you mention Bronkin or me? Do you remember me?
He remembers all of y'all. How could he forget all of us?
But, well, if I could ever get the timing right, I'd love to try to hit him on the ham.
I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to set it up so one Saturday night or something at some time we'll all get on the radio and see if we can communicate.
We could go ahead and set up our own little ram and jam session.
Yeah, I got some more light bulbs for my radio. I got them in, and I need 100 ohm quarter watt resistors to put back in there, too.
Yep, okay. Well, shouldn't take no time at all to get that done. Now, are you off the air right now?
I can hook it back up. It's sitting on the table. I got power and an antenna hooked to it. So I don't have none of the other peripheral stuff hooked to it.
Well, listen, you let me know when you want to try to set up a little roundhouse for Texas there. And, you know, I'd love to be in that. Matter of fact, we'll bring Bronkin up to the house. Up to my house or up to your house, and we'll get him in there with us.
Jeff?
No, Steve's not on HF. He's just a technician, and he tends to stay on DMR. Matter of fact, Rick DiOrio's the one that got him on DMR.
It's a fast, easy way. He could talk anywhere he wanted to, pretty much, with that system.
Yeah, but, you know, that's digital. I put ham into two categories, real ham and then digital. And digital's good. I'm doing FT8 now, and, you know, I'm enjoying it, but it's not like talking at a distance. Voice.
Challenge is when you get over on 6 meters. Now, that's a challenge right there.
Yep. Now, David, KB4CBA was telling me, I believe it was Sunday evening, that the 10-meter was wide open.
You're kidding me.
K4BWA. No, that's what he told me. He texted me and said 10 meters is wide open. Need to jump in there. Unfortunately, I was engaged in other activities at the time, so I didn't get to join in.
That's me getting in all this stuff over here. This is N4MMW Mobile. All right, I'm going to side with you just about to the house. I'll look this guy's name up, the phone number, and stroke it over to you. So you take care, bud. I'll talk to you later on.
Pleasure. And in the meantime, Jimmy, as always, don't get caught. Bay and 4, VWA. Clear.